Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gordy Windhorn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berrigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Windhorn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Fairley moves to third. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley scores. Neal moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ellsworth, and towards Zimmer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Berrigan and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berrigan is 0-for-1 in the game. Berrigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats fairly for the out. Two outs. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Windhorn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Windhorn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn strikes out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moon strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. 1 out. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 2 in the game. Berrigan hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth bunts in front of the plate. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Berrigan moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley strikes out. 1 out. Gordy Windhorn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Windhorn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Windhorn hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Sherry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sherry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Koufax is 0-for-2 in the game. Koufax bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Koufax moves to second. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cuno Berrigan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Berrigan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berrigan takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock pinch runs for Kuno Berrigan. Dick Bertel pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Windhorn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Bertel now catching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider pinch hits for Gordy Windhorn. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing right field. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zimmer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Koufax bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Sherry moves to second. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. Sherry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Altman out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Moon bunts towards first. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first, with Zimmer covering, for the out. Gilliam moves to second. One out. Norm Larker pinch hits for Gil Hodges. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Larker is walked intentionally. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Gilliam trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Bertel, who tags Gilliam, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Larker moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder is walked intentionally. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Larker now playing first base. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist pinch hits for Don Elston. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heist strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sherry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0-for-4 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Wills. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zimmer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Zimmer bunts towards first. Larker scoops it up and throws to first, with Neal covering, for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-5 in the game. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gilliam strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Burpell for a passed ball. Moon moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moon scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.